Lawmakers voted unanimously to pass the bill, which would close Lincoln Hills by January of 2021. Many juvenile inmates would be moved to smaller county-run facilities. Serious offenders would be moved to other state-run institutions. Before the vote, Republican Representative Michael Schrott of Oshkosh said the change would send an important message to kids who don't have faith in Wisconsin's criminal justice system.
Let's stand together, united today, and tell these kids that they are worth our time, they are worth our effort, they are worth the investment that we are about to make.
The bill now moves to the state Senate. Governor Scott Walker has pushed the legislature to approve the changes before the end of their 2018 session, which is expected to wrap up next month. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.